Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.
I love weird things that people can do with their bodies.
Yeah.
So I've got a double jointed little toe, right? And occasionally when I'm walking along, it sticks out from my thongs and it gets caught on things.
Oh.
And then I have to click it back into thongs. And it hurts so much, but so satisfying. It's my little party trick.
Oh, did you know? It's a good one. It's a really good one. My mate has his second and third toe are webbed together.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to get a tattoo of scissors down it.
Oh,
and
that little, that's so clever.
And that little cutting line. Yeah. But it's hectic. Like, it's like, you know how some people go, oh, mine are webbed. And you're
yeah,
like, no,
that's
not
real
this
webbing.
This is fully stuck together.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, this mum on, I feel like I'm getting all my news from TikTok.
Is this another TikTok story?
Ollie Oop on TikTok.
Is that
that's
a,
that's
name?
Her handle.
Ollie Oop. That's
Ollie,
good.
Ollie Oop.
Do you know, do you get the reference?
No.
Oh. Well, I assume it's Ollie Oop. Like a basketball. Anyway, let's keep going.
It says Ollie Oop.
Yeah, I know, but I assume her name's Ollie, right?
Is it?
I don't know. It's your story.
But what's Ollie Oop?
It's a basketball. That's what I meant. It's a basketball thing. It's where you throw it to another person who dunks.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's cool.
Well, I'll have to find out for another day.
Maybe it's on TikTok.
That's why she's named herself that. But anyway,
yep.
She's put a picture on TikTok of her
Yeah, it's Ollie Oop.
Excreting breast milk from under her arm. So she is squeezing a gland under her arm and breast milk comes out of it. It's a thing that can happen sometimes apparently when you're breastfeeding.
How does she know it's not like a pimple?
Oh.
Well, oh.
But like, how do you know?
No, it's not. Because it can happen.
She's tasted it.
No, because when you breast get engorged, sometimes you get lumps.
Your breast get engorged?
Yes, when you have a baby, that's what happens. They get engorged. They get filled with milk and they get big and hard. But sometimes the tissue
I feel like
under
if I
the
was
arm
saying this stuff, I'd get in trouble.
Can get lumpy and swell, right? And
yeah.
you can feel the glands there. But I had no idea. Apparently they're called pitties.
What? Pitties?
Where you
pitties? And the milk
titties.
From my have come to my pitties.
They're called pitties. Colloquially, they're called pitties. They're
get
actually
over here.
Called
suck on my pitties.
The special name for that breast tissue under your arm is called the tail of Spence.
What? So
I preferred
much.
Pitties.
Anyway, pitties is great. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ollie Oop has squeezed her pitties.
See, if
and
she was,
out has come breast milk.
If she was doing an Ollie Oop, yep. If Ollie Oop was doing an Ollie Oop, she'd squeeze the pity milk to someone else who'd catch it and dunk.
Okay.
And that'd be a pity. So where can
anyway,
I see this video?
It's left hundreds of thousands of people fascinated.
Oh,
go
I'm
a
watching.
Look at it there. Yeah.
I'm watching.
You got to talk through while you watch it.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing? Oh. The human, no.
Sorry, what am I meant to say? Yum.
Incredible. I didn't realise that milk could come out of any other place other than your nipple.
Are we putting this
how
on our socials?
How does it come through your skin? I don't think so.
Gary,
why not?
I don't know if Ollie Oop wants, no, wants to be on our socials.
What do you mean? Ollie Oop put it on TikTok.
Ollie Oop has.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Ollie Ooped it to us. And yeah.
So is our socials going to be Gloria from
TikTok and Ollie Ooped from TikTok?
Well, how about this other guy I've got that can
yes.
do something cool
is
with his
body? Is this from TikTok too?
This dad, Michael, I don't think he's on TikTok. He's a dad of two and he can't stop burping.
Oh,
he's been burping uncontrollably for 8 months.
Oh.
He said he first noticed it when it was putting him off his golf game. He was about to putt and then he burped. But now they've become so frequent, they're happening like every 7 minutes. Here's a little bit of him talking about how distressing it is.
It started off very slightly at first, extremely aggressive with everything, especially my favourite, which is tea.
He sounds like he needs a burp to wake him up, to wake himself up a bit.
I was a bit surprised he hadn't burped in that.
Yes. Have
yes.
we got audio of him?
Have we got audio of him burping? Jess, have we got another bit of him?
So violent. Extremely annoying. I'm really annoyed because I love my food. You know, I love my food and my tea so much, you know, especially my tea.
I didn't understand many
He loves
words
his
there.
Food, especially his tea.
Mm.
And what sets him off is his Weetabix and milk that he has.
Oh, he's a real foodie.
Apparently his Weetabix.
Yes.
I don't know why they call it Weetabix.
That's their brand over there,
the
isn't
Weetabix,
it?
The Weetabix triggers the attacks. And he said they're getting loud and louder and no doctor can work out what's going on.
It's probably because when he tries to explain the problem to the doctor can't understand him because he's slurred all his words into one.
Oh, stop. stop.
What do you mean? Did you hear the start of that? It's very
violent.
And then another food. And then another thing. Another food. And then I had a drink. And then you just got a bit violent. And another thing. And now I especially my tea.
Okay, stop. 30,
what
10,
do you want? 60. What do you want to do? Call some. It got a bit violent. And hey, it's a bit more regular. Stop. What do you want calls on?
I want to know at 13, 10, 60.
What do you want to know from Moonball?
What can your body do? What weird thing can it squeeze out breast milk from your pitties? Can it? Have you got
pitties or can you burp?
Give us a call and go. 13, 10, 60 is the number.
13, 10, 60. In case you didn't get that.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
13, 10, 60. We're talking about those weird things that your body can do.
Yep. So there's a mum, Ollie Oop, on TikTok who can squirt breast milk out of her pitties, which if you didn't know what a pitty was, it's under your arm, a gland that when you have breast milk come in, sometimes it goes there. And I didn't know that you could squirt milk anywhere that wasn't out of your nipple, but you can under your arm.
So can the baby suck under your arm?
I don't think so. I think this is a rare thing that can happen, and I don't think it's like a continual supply. I think it builds up, you squirt it out, then it goes.
It was quite a squirt.
We've like got a bit of Ollie Oop like here.
I can shoot milk out of my armpit. And if it wasn't disgusting enough just to hear it, I'm going to prove it.
Imagine how, like, armpits are not the greatest smelling place, and milk, stale milk is not the greatest smelling stuff. Imagine pity milk, old 3-day-old pity milk.
Oh, there's a certain smell that you get when you're breastfeeding, like that just is around.
You just get a bit milky, do you?
I think you do get a bit milky. Yes. Mm. Anyway, she's not the only one with something weird that her body can do.
Can I ask something really potentially dumb?
Do you remember when you asked for my breast milk? Anyway, just remember that.
Yeah, I did. You said yes, and then I was working on another show. You said yes, and then your manager said no.
No, thank God. So, that's why I have a manager.
And then I got a random listener's breast milk, which I drank.
Yeah, so weird.
What did you think? Our producer sort of went,
this is before we worked together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yes.
Was this before? Was this Evie? No. Yeah, it must have been. It wasn't Ollie.
Yeah. If I'd known pity milk was a thing, I would have asked you for that.
Anyway, there is a dad who has the burps and he can't stop burping.
Yes.
He has 8 months now. He's been burping every 7 minutes.
Oh.
And it's just destroying his life. Desiree, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
We're good. Are you calling? Can you?
She didn't ask. Oh. We're good.
I was trying to avoid that awkward, like, oh, hi, how are you going? Yeah, good. Let's get to the point.
I thought you might like to know that we were good.
I'm happy to know now, though. Thank you.
I forgot you were going to ask a question that was kind of personal. Do you want to ask Desiree?
Oh, Desiree, have you lactated before?
I have not, but hearing the pity thing really makes me want to. Is that a good enough reason to have a baby?
I agree.
Yeah, I reckon. It looks fun. But I want to know, because is it dairy? Like, you know, people that are lactose intolerant, is breast milk dairy?
Good question.
I don't know.
Oh. No, I don't know.
Desiree?
Dairy's cow specific.
Is it?
Yes.
However, sometimes babies have lactose issues, so they tell you to stop drinking dairy when you're breastfeeding.
Because it goes straight through.
Yes.
Straight through, straight out the pit.
Anyway, Desiree, what can your body do?
It's a weird throat bubble noise.
Oh.
Like that happens, a horror movie throat bubble noise.
That happens accidentally or it's a trick?
I could not tell you how I first discovered it, but I do it on purpose now.
Can you give us a bit?
Let me just get ready.
Okay. Is that coming from your throat?
It's coming from the back of my throat. So it's not a vocal noise. It's like an air bubble
on
the tongue.
That's amazing.
It does happen accidentally?
Maybe it happened accidentally when I first found out, but now it doesn't.
How many years have you had it for?
I think I've been doing it since I was in primary school to bother other people.
And do you do it when you really want to turn your partner on? Is that when it comes out?
Like an alien predator situation.
Give it to us one more time. So so weird. Why, it's making Jesse gag.
Jesse, why is it making you gag? You've just seen pity milk and that makes you gag.
It's not gross. I think it's awesome.
It's the sound.
Desiree's got feelings. Jesse, what are you doing? Desiree, thanks for getting involved.
Let's sorry go to, about Jesse.
Yeah, sorry. Let's go to Zani. G'day, Zani.
Hello.
Hey, Zani. What would your body do?
So when I was breastfeeding, not just out of the nipple holes, but I was like leaking out on the sides of the nipple and just spontaneously push it and it would just shoot across the room.
It's like a superpower instead of spider web.
Just a bit of breast milk.
Yeah, my siblings with it.
That's what you want from your sister.
You know I'm lactose intolerant. Oh, wait, we haven't worked out if it is or not.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
So I asked you before the break, who's smarter, Chris or I? And you said me.
Yes.
Which was lovely and very generous, but you know it's not true.
No. That's not, why? Why
well,
can't I compliment
Sonda's
you?
Sonda's already told me, everybody in this team, predominantly Sonda, has already told me it's Chris, so he's much smarter than I am.
Why don't you believe anything that I say?
Because we've discussed before how smart Chris is.
No, but you're smart.
Yes, but who's smarter?
Yes, and I said you.
Okay. I think we know Chris is. In fact, I think it was just rhetorical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's a very smart word. Chris couldn't use words like that. He'd have no idea.
He went through a phase where he'd try and use a different word a day.
Oh,
yeah. Nice. See, smart. Oh,
that's not smart. It's so annoying.
I use one, the. Woo!
Yeah. I hate it when people throw in words and they know that you don't know and so I gloss over it and don't ask and then they're like, but did you want to point out the word I used? No.
I reckon he should sit a Mensa test because he is super smart. And all I'm saying is I think he's passed his genes on to our youngest daughter.
What about your other two?
It's smart too.
Yes. Yeah, of course. You've got to say they're all smart. Anyway, but in particular.
This one is doing things at two that the others weren't doing.
Really?
And I've only got three to compare between, and the other two are super smart too. But this one is just super, super duper smart.
Next one.
Is it weird that at two, Addy knows shapes, do you think?
I wouldn't have thought that was weird.
But you're not a teacher or a child educator, are you?
No, I'm not. No, that's true. Do other two-year-olds not know their shapes?
I don't think so.
Okay. So
this is Addy this morning.
Yeah.
What shapes have we got?
One.
Oval. What's this one?
Triangle.
Good girl.
Oh.
Square. And?
Heart.
What was the last one?
Heart. I mean, what two-year-old knows their shapes?
Yeah, I know. Incredible. Anything else? What else?
I mean, nothing else at this point. That's all I'm going off. But I feel like it's a major indicator. Genius.
But Sonda did say that that her boy was doing the whole alphabet at two.
Sonda says things.
Yeah, lies.
Like, but
lies.
I'm not smart.
Yeah, lies.
And I choose.
You did, actually.
You did.
You said it just before we went on there. Yeah. Hey, Dumbo, you ready to go?
You did say I'm socially smart, though, which is a nice way of saying you're not
she didn't.
Book smart.
No, she didn't say that.
What did she say?
She didn't say that you're socially. That was not what she said. So do you reckon you've got the smartest two-year-old in the country?
Oh, look, that was your words, not mine, but I'll back them in.
It was rhetorical as well. 13, 10, 60. Is your kid
smarter than Addy?
Smarter than Addy.
I bet not.
Okay.
We'll take his calls next.
Carrie and Tommy.
I'm not throwing around the term genius.
Yes,
I am.
You were. Yeah.
I think Adelaide might be a child genius.
What shapes have they got?
One.
Oval. What's this one?
Triangle.
Good girl. Square. And?
Heart.
I mean.
Yes.
Adorable genius.
Yes. And so you've just said this to me like about 10 times today.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's ask on 13, 10, 60, is your kid smarter than Addy?
And let's pit the kids against each other.
Well,
What's more fun than that?
Isn't it fun?
Yeah,
isn't it
Josh.
Fun? And I thought we'd get no calls.
Yes, no, we've got a full board.
Yeah. Heaps. G'day, Josh.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, great. How old is your kid?
She's 16 months.
Mm. Oh, so younger.
Yeah.
So a bit younger
than Addy. Yeah, okay.
How do you think my kid's a genius, Josh?
Still up there, yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, cool. Talk to us about your kid.
Well, Penny's just turned 16 months, and so she knows 5 of the Sesame Street characters by name.
Oh, okay.
We watch Bluey in our house, but she's good with them.
And then
okay.
She can do 5 colours.
Okay.
She knows all of our like immediate family by name.
Yeah, they all do. Yeah.
Addie knows our names when we walk in. Yeah.
And then can ask for food if she wants to go outside, and she tells us when she goes to the toilet.
Yeah, same. I mean, Addie says, I bored when she's bored.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
which
good.
Is something a genius kid would say because they get bored often.
All the time.
Yes.
And so you reckon Addie is smarter than little Penny?
Look, no, Penny sounds good.
But you're nodding.
No, Penny sounds smart too. I reckon, Josh, you and I could take both kids together to get the Mensa test.
I'm just genius, like, you know, adopted siblings.
Your genes, Josh, or your wife's?
I don't think either of us.
Kiralee, you've been listening. Thoughts?
So mine's not my child. I'm actually a speech pathologist.
Ooh.
And okay. So
you think you're smarter than Addie?
I hope so. No, we expect two-year-olds to be naming some shapes, some colours, family, themselves, objects, things like that.
It's an interesting one, Kiralee. How many colours would you expect them to know?
6 or 7.
Right. It's interesting because this morning we also did colours.
Oh,
I've got
great.
A little bit here.
How many?
What colour is that?
Red.
Green. And that one?
Pink.
Orange. This one?
Pink.
Purple.
Not so great with the colours yet.
She knows names, just not the correct ones.
Yes.
And is that the sign of a genius, Kiralee?
Maybe, depending on what you're thinking genius is. Maybe she'll be an art genius.
Maybe, depending on what the definition
an art genius
of genius
doesn't know colours.
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
Because you won't believe who I caught up with.
Who?
It's been such a long time.
Who?
Sommy.
Oh, your mate, Sommy.
He's not
Tommy.
No, definitely not me.
He's your alter ego.
He's just my mate.
Just your mate, Sommy.
Sommy. And Sommy had such an interesting question. Sommy has just started internet dating, and he asked me, he said, hey.
You haven't.
Sommy has. He said to me, hey, man, do you reckon I could get someone else to run my internet dating?
No.
So I don't. I mean, why are you saying why?
Because I told you the same answer last night. You didn't want to hear it. Now you're hoping if you take it to the people, the answer will be different.
He thinks that there is a lot of admin in the very initial process of messaging. And so after, say, a few messages, then Sommy could get the phone back from his person that knows him well, so knows how to speak in his voice, get the phone back and then go, actually start.
If people have joined in and they're like, who's Sommy and what's happening? Yeah. Tommy's asking, could he get a PA to run his dating life? So for the first few texts back and
forth with his Tinder date,
someone else could do that for him. And then when they're a prospective partner, you could jump in.
Not prospective partner. I just reckon to initially work out.
Sorry.
Getting way ahead of yourself.
Girl's putting her head in her hand.
No, that's a bad sign.
Getting away with myself. Sorry. I thought that's what you're on Tinder for, prospective partner.
No,
idiot.
No.
Idiot!
No, I mean, you've gone too far down the line. I meant just after a few messages to work out the person's not.
What sort of messages? Sorry, help me out.
Yes.
What kind of messages are you talking about that you need to establish in the first few back and forth?
Obviously, I'm not talking about them, but Sommy is. Just things about, like, what are you into?
Yep. So, but then how does your friend know what you want or don't want?
You tell them, I guess.
Okay, so say I'm the girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm Sommy.
No, you're Sommy's mate who's doing the early back and forth.
This is getting confusing.
Can we just do it like it's you, Tommy?
We'll pretend it's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got your mate, Sam, to do your PA work
yeah,
for
yeah.
you.
Let's say it's my mate Kushwa, right? Let's just put an actual name on it.
Too many names. Say Sam.
Well, you know Kushwa, so I think it's easier.
It doesn't matter.
I think it makes it easier.
Okay, Kushwa. Yeah. So Kushwa's doing the work. So you're getting a woman to do the early work for you with another woman. Okay, so I swipe along. Oh, he looks good.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. How are you?
Great. How's your day been?
Yeah, pretty good. Just a bit of work, a bit of fun. How about yours?
Good. What do you do for work?
Well, I don't know what Tommy does for work.
No, it's not Tommy, it's Tommy. Remember, Daniel Kushler.
Hey, I work in radio. It's really fun. My co-host is the best. what do you do?
I work in finance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See ya. And then, you know, I don't even have to deal with it.
Okay. But what if I work in finance and I'm so amazing and you just missed out on that opportunity because you had Kushler texting, not you?
No, I would have said the same, though.
Yes, but maybe you would have seen a little, the emoji I use might have made you go, oh, but she's still funny.
Which emoji?
Finance. Like, I know it's boring with the boring emoji. I don't know which emoji that
is. Finance people thought it was really fun.
No, but what if I was a finance person who knew it wasn't fun, but that was just the job that I did?
Oh,
I think you'd like that girl.
No, I need someone to have passion in what they do.
Oh, okay. Finance. I work in shares. I love watching the stocks go up and down.
See ya.
Anyway, so you want to ask, let's start with the team.
Yeah.
Because I think the resounding answer will be, because my question that I had, let's just play the rest of this out, is when, say you then do decide to take over the reins and be texting back and forth with this girl, when do you tell her that the first exchanges you had were never you?
Oh, Matt, on the wedding day.
No, you can't, because then she'll think, what else have you lied to her about?
Then I'll have to tell her everything.
So then the wedding will be called off?
No, because I won't have lied about that.
So would you say to her when you started texting, hey, this is actually me now, I had my friend doing that?
No, I don't think so.
Would you on the second or third date when you've had a great time together?
No, I think probably never. Because it's only, hi, how are you going type stuff.
But then you're carrying that lie with you forever and you'll know that the initial, what if she says to you, what if she says on your wedding day, I knew from the very first message I got from you that he was the one.
The moment I fell in love with me, love with him was when he asked what I did for a living. And I said finance.
And he loved me for who I was.
And I knew from that moment that he laughed when I did a stupid emoji of a bored face. Let's go to a song and then we'll ask the rest of the team next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
And if you have just joined us, we're asking a hypothetical question that my mate posed to me, Tommy.
No, he said, stop confusing it now. Just go to the actual scenario you're presenting.
Well, pretending it's me.
Tommy's asking, have someone do the early stages of internet dating for him so he doesn't have to?
Or can one person do that? Can anyone out there? Is that
Can you get your friend to do the initial texting?
At the first three or four messages to work out, hey, I think this person is someone you'd really find fun.
And are you doing this because your load is so heavy at the moment that you...
That's disgusting, mate. It has been a while.
You can't do all of this in your life or you've got too many on the go. Why do you need this service?
Once again, it's not me. I just think it's an interesting topic of discussion.
But why would you need the service?
To filter through.
Because you're busy.
What is Kushla's motivation for doing this?
Kushla's the friend that would do it on your behalf.
She wants to find me...
But this is a lot of work.
For Kush?
Yeah.
Why is she doing that? I get Jesse's point.
I don't know. I think people that are close to me in my life have endured me for long enough that they're, you know. I can pay her, sure. Okay, I mean, no. Why would I do that?
Well, I don't know. Why would you do any of this? Why don't you ask Sonda?
Sonda, what do you think?
You're in trouble if Kush does it. I know Kush. She is looking for something very different from you. She'll put her own agenda on it and be looking for... No.
Does she want finance or not?
She would say, she'd give finance a go. She'd think, is this an interesting, smart, self-sufficient, independent woman?
That's what I want.
That would be a weird thing to think he might want.
He doesn't want any of that.
What do you mean? That's exactly what I want.
You don't, mate. You think you do, but you don't.
Hang on. This has gotten away from the question. Firstly, it's not me. Secondly...
You want that people seem excited and wild and fun. And that is all wrong.
Hang on. Sonda, we're talking about the morality of whether someone else can do.
Let's start with the morality. Is it okay for someone else to text first initial texts?
No problem with that.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
I feel very attacked when it wasn't even me.
It was you. Belle, what do you think?
I think it's absolutely fine. I've actually done it for a few of my friends.
Wow. And what point, Belle, did you hand it over?
Oh, it's more like when you're out for a couple of drinks and you just like do the first few back and forth and then you're like, okay, there you go.
Great.
Move on. And next.
And back to Carrie's question.
Did they ever
tell them?
I don't think any of them have got to that stage.
Right. Okay. So don't get Belle to do the initial messaging. Right. Yeah.
What do you think, Jess?
Well, I just wonder, though, if Kushla builds up this great rapport with this person and then hands it over to you and then it just takes a real time.
She's going to steal my lovers.
What happens then?
No, that's true. What if your game isn't as good as Kushla's? And then they're like, why?
She sets a high bar for you.
So boring.
Yeah, that's absolutely a risk. Mm. Yeah.
Finally, should we ask the old person in our team?
Oh, the oldest member of our team.
Yeah, Caitlin.
The jet skiing pensioner.
Yeah. I think it's good. I mean, you doing it has got you. I mean, Tommy.
Why are you speaking in that voice?
What voice?
I think it's good, mate. Yeah.
You've been hitting the cones before the show today.
I had some food and I think I need a nap.
How about I do the initial check for you?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, because you like girls. Oh, well, that's helpful.
That's
the answer.
Caitlin,
I might steal them.
Do you want a job?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Can you perk up a bit when you're doing the messaging?
That'd be great.
Hey, how you doing?
Carrie and Tommy, the best bits.
That's right. Attempted murderer, Carrie Bickmore.
You're overreaching big time.
I know, but I thought it'd hook them in, hook the listeners, and their ears would perk up and they'd go, what? I've got to pull over and park the car for this.
Murdered Waleed.
Yeah, I'm staying tuned for the next 3 to 4 minutes while they discuss what actually happened, which is far more disappointing than an attempted murder. Do you want to talk about it?
Yes, I would like to talk about it because I think I did everything right, but you and Waleed the whole room was horrified.
Horrified.
And I was quite proud of myself.
I said to Carrie yesterday in a meeting for the project, I walked in with these foam kind of bouncy balls and I said, let's do the trust catching exercise. And you didn't know what it was.
No.
And so I got you to stand next to me.
Yep.
And then I got Waleed to throw a foam ball at your face.
Yep.
And I would reach across and you can't move and I catch it.
And I've got my eyes closed.
No, open. You just closed your eyes because you were scared.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, this could explain why this whole thing ended the way it did because I closed my eyes. So I had no idea the speed with which Waleed threw the ball at my face.
No. This is such. He threw it at just a normal pace. But
eyes
then,
closed. I didn't know that.
But then we did it again.
But you jumped in and quickly caught the ball in front of my face before it hit my face.
Yes, about an inch from your
face. And that's why it's called the trust game. And I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
But then we showed you another example.
No, the next example we did was you threw the ball for me to catch. And I was going to defend too.
One of
our bosses.
Yes.
And what you did was throw an underarm, such a soft throw that I thought you did like that because you thought Carrie can't catch.
Yeah, I did.
And I can catch. And I caught it beautifully just before it hit our producer's face.
You didn't catch it.
Oh, didn't I?
No, you
in my memory, I caught it beautifully.
You stopped it from hitting
his face. Oh, I hit it out the way. Anyway.
And then Waleed said, can I have a go?
Yeah.
And he stood up and I stood next to him, ready to catch it.
And
explain to the people what you did. You were a metre and a half from his face and you didn't do any 3, 2, 1. You did none of this.
I wound up as if I was on a baseball pitch.
Yes. And you threw you threw a fastball quicker than
I
ever thought.
I think I've ever thrown a ball.
I've never seen a ball move this fast. Yep. And with no warning.
Who didn't catch it?
I didn't because I didn't even have time to react. And poor Waleed, who was like right into the game, he was unlike
you. Because the whole game is you're not meant to flinch.
And that bloke didn't move a muscle.
As I smashed a ball into his face.
And then he looked at me like, what just happened?
Yeah, because you're meant to catch it, mate.
No,
you didn't.
That's not the look. He had a look of fear of like, why is Carrie trying to kill me? And I looked back like, bro, I don't know what just happened. And then we looked at you and you were doing your maniacal cackle thing. Yeah, that thing. Mate, why did you throw it so hard?
Because I thought the name of the game was to throw it hard because you were
it's
meant
not
to
called
be,
throw it hard.
Be a bit scared by the throw. But I didn't know because the first one I had my eyes closed, so I assumed you threw it hard. The second one, I thought you were lobbing it to me because you thought I couldn't catch.
No.
So when it came to my turn, I was playing the game the way I thought it was meant to be played.
We were all lobbing it.
I can't help if you can't catch.
We were all lobbing it because we like each other. But then for some reason, this streak of hate came out in you.
There's no hate. I'm competitive. You know that.
That wasn't competitive. That was killer.
Well, if you ever need a job done, you know who to do it for you.
The hit. Imagine. Well, wait, you've just got to stay there. Carrie Hitmore.
Carrie and Tommy. The best bits.
As you just heard, C. Bickmore tried to kill one of our colleagues. She threw a ball at Waleed's head. As hard as I've ever seen someone throw.
I just played the game the way I thought it was meant to be played.
It was meant to be a trust exercise where you gently throw something and I catch it before it hits him in the face.
Yeah.
And you pegged it at him.
Yeah, and it hit him in the face.
And we thought we'd better go, oh, geez, to the man himself to get his hot take on how badly his feelings are hurt and actually to check
his face.
Reconstruction surgery in his face. Waleed Ali, can I bro? Sure.
Thank you for the applause.
Yes, anytime.
I was told there would be a shield. Why is that not the case?
How's your face?
It's fine.
It wasn't that hard, was it?
Well, luckily the ball was soft.
The throw was hard.
If that ball was even remotely unsoft.
Would I be playing for Australia? Were you impressed by my throwing capacity?
You hit the target. Let's put it that way.
A cricket ball would have killed you.
Stop.
Possibly. It certainly would have hospitalised me.
Yes.
Well, we weren't playing with cricket balls. I wouldn't have turfed a cricket ball that hard at his face.
That's an interesting question. Tommy, do you think if it were a cricket ball, she would have still thrown it?
I wouldn't even have thrown it. Your face is too precious. My income is dependent on your face as well, so I would have considered that before I proceeded.
That's not true, because you threw this as hard as you could.
No, that's a softball. That wasn't going to do any damage.
So she's saying now that the softball was part of the
catalyst.
Yeah.
But I don't know. That's a different story to what I heard.
Genuine explanation, which I just explained before, was because I had my eyes closed the first time it happened, I thought everyone turfed the ball hard. Tommy did it to me, I thought he was doing it soft because I was a girl and couldn't catch. And so when it got to my turn, I did it the way I thought the game was meant to be played.
You not being able to catch has nothing to do with the fact that you're a girl. It's your unco.
Do you see how she's made this a feminist?
Yeah, I know. I know. And she can certainly throw.
We've learned that.
Do you want to pitch a ball at my face? Is that what would make this even?
I think it's retribution time.
Oh, no. It's not me to do that.
What, to play the game?
No, I can play the game.
Yeah, just play the game.
I don't want to pitch a ball at your face.
No, will you play the game however you play the game?
Hang on, but is someone standing next to you or you just want me to throw a ball at your face?
No, he's going to hopefully catch this time. He didn't catch it when I did it for you, and that's how you ended up with a ball to the face.
Okay,
but hopefully this time you'll catch it.
Well, it depends how hard he's going to throw it.
Oh, no, I've just realised what's going to happen. You're not going to try catch it, are you? And you're going to let the ball go into my face.
I would never.
You will. I even asked for it too, haven't I?
Yes.
I can't unask.
You can unask.
This is...
You could do it with somebody else. You could get another.
Yeah, someone that
you know who will throw a ball at your face.
No, Sonda.
Sonda, our producer, she will throw a ball at your face.
No. The ball throwing is happening by Waleed. I'm talking about who's going to stop the ball.
Hang on. How do we get to a point?
Why is people just turfing balls at me?
Actually, Eli, our web guy, he wants to throw it as well. We've actually got a lineup of people outside who want to be throwing balls.
Maybe Sonda can try and catch. Oh gosh, can Sonda catch?
Yeah, Sonda.
Okay, Sonda, try and catch the ball. Please do it, Sonda. Don't think of radio and trying to make good radio and getting my head smashed. Please, promise me. Promise me.
Well, whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Because
so do you know what you have to do.
No.
We stand up.
This is great. She doesn't know.
We stand up, and what happens is he throws. I can't hold it though. Okay. Yeah, I can hold it. He throws the ball, and you've got to try and catch it before it hits me in the face.
Okay.
Sonda,
understand?
Would you describe yourself as naturally sporty?
This is not a good idea.
Great.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Get ready. No, you're fine. You're not allowed to move.
Are her eyes closed or open?
No, open.
Okay, open.
Eyes open. And I think we've got to explain.
And catch it. I know what a catch is.
You're just a long way away.
I think we've got to explain for the listeners' benefit that the person standing in carrier's position now having the ball thrown at their face cannot. Part of the
can't
game.
That's why it's a trust exercise.
Right, this is the thing. So the reason I got hit was not that I couldn't get out of the way, it was that I decided. Not to, because that was the game.
Yes.
Okay. So you can't move, Carrie.
Yes.
I can't guarantee that.
You can't move.
Okay. Carrie, you can't move.
Now, why are you on the balls of your feet?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to move.
Okay.
You stand up and
I
really
stand
throw
up.
It.
Okay.
Should I take a run up?
Yes. No.
You think I should take a run up?
Because I didn't try and deliberately hurt you.
Yes, you
deliberately
did,
hurt me.
Right.
Trust Sonda.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it is in throwing position.
What distance would you say this is?
I'd say it's about a metre and a half.
Okay, socially distant.
Yes, it's perfect.
This was fun yesterday. It's not fun today.
Sonda is ready. Yep. Waleed's ready.
You did not even try.
Sonda.
And that was the worst throw I've ever seen by anybody. You threw it at my stomach.
Do you want me to do it again?
No, I don't.
You moved more than Sonda. Sonda froze. What happened?
I thought I was going to be ready 3-2-1.
I thought Waleed would have a good throw at him.
Let's do a good throw.
Oh, no!
Because you've got to actually not move.
Okay, I can't hold the mic because I need...
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, you don't need to. Oh,
I'm
no.
Doing
don't
that.
Cover
you're
your
not.
Face.
Are you going to say ready and then throw?
Yeah.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't.
Okay. Oh!
Because don't move.
Okay.
Three.
Oh! Oh! Thank God I turned my head. You terrible,
she moved.
Sonda.
She moved.
I did
both
because I knew
did.
Sonda couldn't
catch. Sonda also jumped out of the way.
So hang on.
And,
so
it,
you,
and it hit the back of my head. If I'd been facing towards you, that would have done exactly what I did to you.
Can I ask, can I ask you this question? Was that a better throw for you, Kerry?
It was a much
better
throw.
That one more?
Yep, I did. I have far more respect for you now.
Next up, with the cricket ball.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
The best bits.